Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Public Advocate. I am your host, Sally L. Cordy, and my first guest is going to be Valerie Murfin. I'm going to have Valerie Murfin, Lowell Hubbs, Jeff Reed, Alfred Lambramont Weber, Karen Johnston, and myself today are going to be saying why we see fit right now, today, for a national moratorium on vaccination. So I'm going to pick up Valerie first.
Hello.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sally. How's it going?
Just terrific, thank you. Would you tell our audience why you think a national moratorium on vaccination is necessary now?
Well, I just think that it's gotten out of hand as far as where our health benefits for this money machine, which is our vaccine programs in both animals and humans, needs to be stopped so that we can redo it, basically. I mean, there's just no reason to be injecting poisons into anything we love and care about.
Right, and your history is very interesting. You are a licensed veterinary technician who has vaccinated tens of thousands of animals, and
yep.
You have lost your grandchild to vaccination as an infant after merely three shots. So special weight.
Say that again?
I say what you have to say carries special weight. Please proceed.
Well, in animal medicine, we know that vaccine reactions happen, and we, you know, watch for them. So they happen often enough that we, you know, somebody will call them and say, my dog's face just swelled up, bring them back in, we'll do what it takes to get their reaction under control. They don't tell you that when you have a reaction in human medicine at all. they tell you, give the child Tylenol and, you know, nurse them if they're nursing, or, you know, comfort them as you can. But they don't...
Right, but Tylenol
even if,
is the worst thing you can give a child who's had a vaccination, am I correct?
Right, right. It's just to deny the fact. I mean, if it was my patient, we recommend Benadryl instead of Tylenol because you want... But then you're suppressing the immune system you just stimulated, which is kind of foolish too. It's just you can't mess with an immune system and not expect a reaction, which is the exact science behind vaccines, is to elicit an immune system reaction to whatever you're injecting into them. So every single immune system is different, and to just broadband vaccinate everything on a possible threat of disease seems to me to be overboard. And I think that there should be, my personal opinion, stop vaccinating everybody and let's see if all these diseases creep back out that are supposedly eradicated. You know, that's, to me, scientific. You cause and effect, or whatever you want to call it. It makes sense to me that if you didn't vaccinate everybody for 2 years and measles didn't crop out any worse than it is now, there's not really a problem, is it?
Right. So I have another guest coming on. Is there a final point you would like to make? I will include a full interview with Valerie directly under the screen in the comment area so you can hear the particulars. She has many particulars to share with you, and I want you to listen, stop everything and listen to the full interview. I'm going to pick up Lowell Hubbs now. Please make a closing statement.
I just say, do your research. You know, do your research. Your newborn baby isn't going to be exposed to hepatitis B unless you have hepatitis B. You know, just do your research. These all have problems. Please do your research and
right.
make an informed
and we
decision.
We will include informative links in the comment area as well, so it will be very easy for you to do your research. Thank you so much for calling in, Valerie Murfin, and I'm very sorry to hear that you lost your little grandson, Sebastian. Very sad.
Yeah.
And so prayers prayers for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Sally. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hello, is this Lowell Hubs?
Yes. Hello, Sally.
What? Thank you. Now, your website, I'm going to tell everybody immediately, is very important, vaxfacts.info.
Vaxfacts.info.
This is a remarkable website. Everybody, if you want to do research, go directly there. Okay, Lowell, why do we need a national moratorium on vaccination now?
Well, my more than opinion, I believe, and the research that I've done in the last several years shows me that they have done absolutely zero studies on the 49 doses of 14 vaccines approximately that these children are getting by the age of six. And with 34 of those injected doses, approximately that by the age of two, they've done absolutely no studies physiologically based as to the safety of that outcome. And we're seeing small children, even infants, going in and getting anywhere from five to nine or more vaccines in a single day. And they're walking out of there with that child, and the child is getting severely ill, and the child disappears into autism or just plain vaccine injury. I mean, I think there's some children that are just vaccine injured. Some end up with autism on top of that. But these children are ending up, with chronic health conditions, various things like that. And the children, basically, that I know of, I've heard of that are unvaccinated, aren't seeing the doctor's visits with all these multiple problems and chronic illness.
True enough. Well, you have the most comprehensive website I have ever seen. You never make a post that you don't make a myriad of references with other links to that post. Your research is exhaustive. What would you say that just in the past year you've learned that has made you, throw down the gauntlet and say enough is enough?
Well, the two biggest issues I have, a lot of people seem to focus yet on mercury thimerosal. That was indeed an issue in its day when a lot of the childhood vaccines still had that full amount of mercury in it. But I've been focusing basically on two issues, and that would be the harm of aluminum adjuvants. And aluminum adjuvants stimulate the immune system. That's the only way that you can get a kill attenuated vaccine to work in the human body. Otherwise, that will not recognize it or build any immune response antibody-wise. So they inject aluminum. Well, what's happening with that is that it's causing overactivation of the brain's microglia cells and resulting levels of brain inflammation. And there's been some studies that were, I don't exactly know how they're doing these studies, but they're finding this brain inflammation in every child that has autism. That's not a good thing. I don't think that's anything that anybody would want to happen to their child. And the other vaccine issue is vaccine contamination. We can go back, to the early polio days, and we know that SV40 was a contaminant in there, and we can find the studies and information showing that that does indeed cause tumors and cancer, with tumor and cancer causing. The mainstream side will produce studies, within the pharmaceutical industry, connected studies that show that, well, no, we don't see any direct link. We can't prove it. Well, it's being found that SV40 virus is being transferred directly from parent to child now, a horizontal infection, they call it.
So, I did not know that. It's being transferred from parent to child. Oh, brother.
Well,
I just want to say something. A friend of mine who I had hoped would join us this evening, I mean, everybody in our age group has cancer, basically, the majority of us, from having gotten this SV40 polio vaccine in the late 50s, early 60s. And I just want to say that one of my guests can't join us today because she just found out her husband has cancer. And so on it goes. Every day I hear of a new case of people in our age range who have cancer. So I have to say goodbye to you now, my friend, and I'm so sorry to have to depart. I've looked forward to speaking with you for so very long. But Lowell Hubs, I hope to have a longer conversation with you at a future date. Everybody, please scroll down to the comment area and look at vaxfacts.info. Thanks again, Lowell.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sally.
Okay, I'm going to pick up Jeff Reed now.
Hi, Sally.
Hi there. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you very much for having me on. And boy, Lowell really has done his homework. What I have to say is a little bit different. I mean, we all are very aware of the dangers of vaccines, but I feel basically this is World War III, just because, I mean, we are being attacked by Big Pharma, which is controlled by the same entities that finance all the wars. But what I really want to touch on, because since they do own the media and you rarely hear any type of news stories about vaccine injuries, or if you do, they're very convoluted, is basically here's language that all people should understand, and that's taxpayers. The cost. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stated that every vaccine is, you know, $1 billion, worth $1 billion to them. Now, I live in California where they've just passed SB 277, which is going to require, you know, all the school kids that are not homeschooled to be vaccinated. I've heard many different reports about vaccines that are in the pipeline, because in this SB 277, they can add as many as they want to the schedule.
Really?
What I found very interesting from Gwen Olson, who was she basically worked for Big Pharma, you know who she is, and she was a sales rep for 15 years, was the guidelines that the FDA requires to approve a vaccine. And it was scary. You know, all they need to do is, all they want is a report submitted to them, two reports that that are positive reports, you know, using a placebo and the drug they want approved. And she knows of times when they have had countless studies. One time she said 18 studies were all bad, and then they just keep throwing those out until they get the two that the FDA requires, and then boom, the vaccine is approved, or the drug, or drug. Well, what I'm getting at is here's a language that everybody should understand is the cost. We just cannot afford it, you know, aside from the fact of how dangerous they are. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said this was a trillion-dollar industry. Well, I see the potential for it to be multi-trillions of dollars, and it's the taxpayers that have to pay that, whether they believe vaccines are safe or not safe. I don't think anybody can afford this. I know my state can't. Just this year alone, I'm looking at all the vaccines that I have counted and some that are getting ready to be approved. It's going to cost California taxpayers at least $500 billion, almost close to it. Could be more, could be a little less, but in the years to follow, we just simply can't afford it. Children can't afford it. And then you got new legislation that's being talked about getting adults vaccinated. You know, I can just read the writing on the wall. I see it coming, because once everybody's segregated, because I'm going to homeschool, there's still going to be a lot of injuries and unfortunately deaths of permanent injuries. Who are they going to blame it on? They're going to blame it on public places. You know, I don't know that for sure. That's what I see coming. You know, and then I just don't want to have to show my daughter's vaccine papers when I go to a public park or a swimming pool or whatever. But, you know, the cost is something that all taxpayers throughout our country, the USA, should see. You know, and the news is so convoluted, we just do not see it. And countries in Europe, those people, they're very aware of it. I just read 2 days ago where Spain joined a long list of other countries against the makers of Gardasil. You know, but you don't hear that here in our news. But, I mean, that's pretty much all I can say. I mean, Lowell, right before me, he was very, very knowledgeable on the dangers of vaccines. And as you know, Sally, I'm pretty much aware of it too, but I know one-tenth of the dangers of all the different vaccines compared to you or other people you're going to have.
What I want to say is that you brought up the issue of cost, and this is a perfect time to add to that, that there is no liability for the pharmaceutical company
or
the doctors, and that the schedule has increased astronomically since the liability was lifted back in 1986 and since the Supreme Court upheld it, saying that vaccines were unavoidably unsafe, which means unavoidably unacceptable, according to my friend Sean Siegel. I like the way he said that. Basically, we are, the sky's the limit now, and I don't know if you saw the latest video, but on the Century 21, saying that there will be less testing, things can go directly to market. The number of additional vaccines is 300, according to Dr. Tenpenny, and she lists them. So this is very serious, and to know that California's SB 277 means that any vaccine can be added, as our mandated flu shot for the babies here. There was a statement that was signed on to by nobody. You know, this was an a decision by the mayor and his appointees, and any additional vaccine may be required. So this is scary beyond word. And
like I said, World War III. World War III is here,
I have to pick up the next caller, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Say hello to Alfred for me. You take care.
Well,
thank you
I'm
for
not
having
sure
me on.
Which number he's call- well, I'm not sure which number he's calling from. Hold on. Maybe I can have you both on together so you can say hello to him yourself. I know you want to. So just give me a second, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? Is this Alfred? Hello? Hi there. Hold on just a second, please. Okay. Hello, who is this? Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is Alfred Weber.
Oh, wonderful. This is great. I think I have to close the other line. Is there anyone else on the other line? No.
Well, I'm on here. Can you hear me?
Oh, Jeff, hi. Okay, say hi to Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred, I've been wanting to say hello to you in the flesh for a long time, and this is the closest we can. Thank you so much for being you and everything you do. I mean, we've chit-chatted in private, just messaging, but I really like this opportunity to say hello, and thank you for being my friend.
Oh, excellent. I'm, you know, and everything that you said is returned.
All right, you guys get on with it. Thank you, Sally. I will talk to you later. Bye, Alfred.
Great, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. You have to hang up, Jeff, because I don't know which number I okay, great, thanks. Okay, Alfred, why do you feel that a national moratorium on vaccination is necessary now?
Well, I think because we've reached the that stage in the Illuminati or whatever name you want to call them, the hidden controllers endgame, and someone told me a couple of days ago, and I haven't had a chance to run this by experts, but that in their depopulation program, we're actually down from 7 billion to 3.9 billion humans now. That their depopulation program is actually working. So I don't know whether that's correct
my
or that.
My jaw is dropped.
Sorry?
My jaw is dropped. We're down to 3.9 billion?
I don't know whether that's correct or not. I haven't had a chance to check it, but I know that in 2011, right after March, the March 2011 Fukushima nuclear HAARP nuclear false flag operation, Loren estimated on the basis of the CDC data alone, and that was peer-reviewed, that we would have 100,000 deaths from Fukushima in the U.S. alone in 2011. Now, you know, and since then, we've had intensified chemtrails. We've had intensified GMOs. All of their depopulation technology has been intensified on all of the high mortality groups. And the high mortality groups for them are infants and, you know, the elderly and the infirm. So now in terms of the end game, in 2014 was their kick-in point for the end game, and in 2015 was their kick-in point for the 2015 mandatory end game. And people ask me, well, how do you know, Alfred? Well, I was an administrator of a federally funded, federally qualified community health center overseeing 25 physicians and 20 nurses and 90,000 patient encounters a year. And I have a certificate from the Harvard School of Public Health, and I was in charge of their vaccination program. And I know how this thing works. And I've been educated, and I look at the statistics, and I know that the Spanish flu, which 100 million deaths after World War One, was done with vaccinations and aspirin. So what are we going to have? Some more depopulation? Now that perhaps they've taken us down from 7 billion to 3.9 billion? No. So if they're going to start to bring in mandatory through that ex-Jesuit priest, Jerry Brown in California, you know, this is getting to be as bad. I mean, this is Nazi Germany, believe me, was just a test run for what they're trying to do now. And if you think that that's inflammatory, you know, rhetoric, well, you're talking to a former faculty member of the Yale Economics Faculty and of the Government Department of the University of Texas. So, you know, take it up with them. And
I also
want to
say, Alfred, in terms of vaccination and depopulation, the sterilization component in vaccines, be it HCG or polysorbate 80, this is a large part of the depopulation as well.
Sure, sure. And this is an excellent way to deliver a very efficient way to deliver a bioweapon. For example, in the 1990s, and independent scientist Loren Moray and I surfaced this on Vancouver Co-op Radio, which is the NPR equivalent here in, well, it's not totally like NPR, but sort of here in Vancouver, and that is that in the mid-1990s, the U.S. Army was deployed with a smallpox vaccine that was loaded with the AIDS virus into Southern Africa. And that's why Southern Africa and South Africa has, you know, this pandemic of AIDS. And, you know, you have the world sending AIDS quilts to the president of South Africa, of course, who was Illuminati and part of the Bilderbergers and part of the things. That says, oh, I don't believe that they have AIDS. And meanwhile, you have the Pope and all the bishops down there and the president saying, oh, no, they don't need condoms or anything. And so they're just he just involved in depopulation of his people through AIDS that was originally inseminated through Army Rangers going over, oh, we're just going to vaccinate you against smallpox. And it was the get rid of the blacks agenda that had been decided before at the Bilderberger meeting the year before. Now, if Lily White ears don't want to hear this on this internet, and, you know, people are saying racism or something, and they're being shocked, well, that's too bad. But that's what the reality is.
Well, didn't we give small
I mean, I just don't know what to do anymore. I mean, I have sat on international courts where we've said the agenda is genocide, where we've proven that Israel in 1948 went in and committed genocide against 1.5 million Palestinians who were displaced. That's genocide. And now, you know, we've documented that the U.S. Army used smallpox vaccines to genocide the South Africans and the Zimbabweans and everybody to leave Southern Africa so that the Illuminati could take over mineral rights there.
Karen, stop.
What
yes.
more does the Jesuit agent and do the California people and do the New York City Council want? I don't know what to say anymore. I just don't know what to say. People are so brainwashed.
Yeah, true enough.
I literally don't know what to say. I cannot candy coat it. People say to me, Alfred, you got to candy coat it? I can't do it anymore. I cannot candy coat it for people. Look, I am coming out. We are coming out with a radio program being recorded this Sunday saying that there's a new because of the nanogenetic war. This is what's coming out of its next wave of warfare after asymmetric warfare. It's called nanogenetic warfare. Committed against the people in the 10 states of Jade Helm. And there's a new subspecies of humans. It's a subspecies of robotoid humans that are coming out, and they're the ones that are going to be vaccinated. And they're all going to be killed off. So what can I tell you?
Well, stay right there, Alfred. Karen?
Yes.
Karen.
Sally?
Yes. Okay.
Sally?
Karen is, yes, dear. Karen is on the line with us right now, Alfred Lambremont Weber. She is from Australia where they just mandated vaccinations for everybody who is receiving subsidies to attend school, which I believe is almost everybody, which means these children have no choice, just like in California. She is calling from Australia now. What Alfred has been laying out for us is in no uncertain terms a planned genocide. What would you like to add in regard to why we need a national moratorium on vaccination, Karen?
Sally, is it me? Hello?
Yes, I'm asking you, Karen, and Alfred is on with us as well.
Okay, well, my main thing is the fact that that all vaccines have been given out illegally. It is totally illegal to give out a vaccine without first going through with the recipient the insert, listing the ingredients, contraindications and side effects. Just the ingredients alone. If everyone was shown the insert with the ingredients before they got the shot, they would think twice. That is my big thing, is that when I was handing out stuff outside of schools and I chatted to students, and I've been doing this for decades now, people are really shocked at the ingredients. And when I listen to the media, all they do is say, we've just taken a little bit of the disease. No, they don't. They breed it on aborted fetuses. They breed it on animals' organs. They chuck in formaldehyde, mercury, and aluminium. And if everyone was aware that these poisons were in the vaccines, they wouldn't do it. And that is my big thing, is that everyone needs to read the insert with the ingredients before they get the shot. Simple as that.
Well,
I say
the crime is in the offering, because they don't give informed consent. Of course, they're supposed to, but they never do. So the crime is in the offering. How dare you even offer these poisons for children?
I totally agree.
Yeah, right. Alfred, would you like to weigh in on that?
Well, this is my, and I have the greatest respect for everyone on this radio program. I've lived in Melbourne, and I've been married to an Australian. I have Australian family. I've lived there. I've visited there. I've spoken there. I have connections with the Aboriginals there. I know that in many ways our civilization originated there, or one of our civilizations. So I'm not intending to insult anyone or any of the opinions that have been expressed on this program. However, the planning agencies that are behind the World Vaccination Program are genocidal and diabolical, and they would not list their genocidal ingredients on the vaccine, such that...
But it is actually illegal, according to Rogers versus Whitaker in 1991. It is actually illegal for them to give a shot without showing you the insert with the ingredients.
Oh, it's illegal to murder someone as well. And it's illegal to give someone Ebola, and it's illegal to conspire to give one AIDS, and it's illegal to send over battalions of U.S. soldiers with AIDS in smallpox vaccines, and to give hundreds of thousands of people in Southern Africa AIDS. However, the United States government, with U.S. taxpayers' funds, did just that. Of course it's illegal, but that's what the genocidal matrix forces that are behind this vaccination as part of the depopulation program, along with other tools such as chemtrail nanobots, are doing. And so that's why I'm saying, with the greatest respect to you, I'm coming in with another frame of reference, and that is the covert depopulation program, with the emphasis on covert. This is designed to go underneath the conventional legal structure, and I say that as a law professor at two universities, so I know how you can skirt the law.
Yes, but if people were educated and they said no, well, then their plans wouldn't work. You know, because like I was very naive for a very long time, vaccinated my daughter against my husband's wishes, but as soon as I started doing the tiniest bit of research, I learned that it was one big scam and that it was full of poisons. And
And
if everybody knew that, they'd say no, and that's where we have the power.
I think that we're on the same page. Where I accept that, I understood you saying that if the medical technician says, "Oh, look at the ingredients, they're all good things," you're saying that then you're obligated to take the vaccine because everything that's listed is good. Whereas I would say that's like walking into the Nazi gas chamber, or, you know, not to get into that hoax, but, you know, some other thing, and trusting, you know, trusting a genocidal system to honestly list ingredients. I don't even go that far. I say that this is set up by psychopaths that don't honestly even list the correct ingredients or the consequences.
But the ingredients are on the insert. All they've got to do is read the actual insert that the manufacturer gave. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so maybe you and I are saying the same thing, only I'm saying they're even more diabolical than you know, maybe you're like you're the left brain and I'm the right brain in this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the host?
Hi there.
Sally?
So, hi, Alfred.
Okay, well, look, I have to go because I'm right. You caught me as I'm publishing an article on the final adjudication of the Lucifer Rebellion and the beginning of the planetary transformation, which relates right to this. And so I got to hop on that, but I am completely behind the vaccination moratorium because nobody knows what they're doing except the planetary controllers, who are assassins, genociders, war criminals, be prosecuted without fear or favor, in my humble opinion.
Well, thank you. A strong statement needed to be made, and you made it. I appreciate it. We're at a very critical point in the survival of our race, and to hear that the population has dropped to 3.9 billion, that's about all you need to know.
No, but that's not confirmed. I.e., all that we're saying is that I can tell you that our data showed that the Fukushima depopulation program, even in 2011, was expected to result in 100,000 unnecessary deaths in 2011 alone. And so there we go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Alfred. I appreciate your calling into the program, and Karen Johnson, and you should continue this conversation as well, because she's got a lot of
okay. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye now. Well, that was wonderful that he came in and spoke plainly, because this is such a dire situation that less than plain talk will not do, you know? Karen?
Sally?
Hi, dear.
Sally?
Hold on. Yeah. Oh, you don't hear me. Hold on. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Sally.
Karen.
Hi.
Okay. So you have 5 minutes to further explain your position on a national moratorium on vaccination.
Well, the thing that they're doing here is that they're counting a child as unvaccinated if they've ever even been late in their entire life with one vaccine. And sort of from that, they're missing out on $15,000 a year on government subsidies, and so it's going to force a lot of people to be homeless out on the streets, because that's their entire income. So it's not just the unvaccinated; it's virtually everybody in this country is going to be affected, because they would have trouble finding a single child that hasn't been late for one vaccine in their entire life. So, which in a way is a good thing, because now everyone is outraged. It's not just the unvaccinated, but everyone is outraged at the injustice of it all. So what we need to do really is educate the public, you know, because it doesn't matter what the government says. If the people still believe that the unvaccinated cause diseases, that's the problem, you know. And so I truly believe that posters with websites, you know, my favourite website is www.visainfo.com.au. It's a group that Kathy Scarborough runs, and it's brilliant. On the first page, you can be totally educated because she's got all these YouTube things and everything like that, and she's got a brilliant newsletter that you get 3 or 4 times a year. And she was a pharmacologist, and it's all science based. All of her information is from medical journals. It's not hearsay or what the government calls, you know, questionable. It's all very, very legit. And if everybody was to just be educated, just simply educated on the ingredients and on the history of their effectiveness, and if we can just get the information out there, that's, you know, because it doesn't matter what the government says, really. It's what the people believe that is a big thing. And if people know the truth, well, then they're going to say no. You there?
Well, you know, the thing is, you're so right, and certainly we've gone to the mat to make sure that every person who we ever encounter is educated. I'm on television on a regular basis, reaching millions of people, and quite frankly, it's just not enough. There are so many more channels who are pushing this information, and this is why I ask everybody, please get on public access television if you're in the United States, because we need 24 hours a day educating people on the few channels we have competing with the major media channels, you know? But
we don't have anything like that in Australia.
Right, and they just took it away in the United Kingdom, which is why I'm encouraging people, while we still have it, to utilize it to reach the masses, which could not be more effective. I literally can't walk down the street in New York that people don't know me as that vaccine lady, and I say, no, it's that anti-vaccine lady.
Exactly.
Well, they do get it, but it's interesting to hear people refer to me frequently as the vaccine lady. But which means they're paying attention. This is reaching people. So I know you're about education, and this is such a formidable source. What do you have? You have the letters to the editor. What else do you have that is the general public might? And of course, the